ABC Radio Australia.
To communities in Palau who are eagerly awaiting the remains of their ancestors who were held in German institutions for over a century. The eight ancestors were taken without their community's knowledge and kept in a museum and a university in Germany for about 100 years. A handover ceremony took place recently. They were part of a wider collection of thousands of human remains from the Pacific region, kept in museums and university collections since colonial times. Dubravka Volodia reports.
Sitting on shelves in storage rooms, boxes containing human skulls had been kept in darkness for years. Eight of those remains held in the boxes at the University of Göttingen and State Ethnographic Collections of Saxony have been handed over to their descendants from Palau. Göttingen University's president, Professor Metin Tolan, spoke at the handover ceremony in his city.
Please accept our apologies for what was done to your ancestors.
Leontine Meyer van Mensch from the State Ethnographic Collections of Saxony also spoke.
Today we are gathered in the spirit of humanity. Today we are gathered because we as university and museum collection need to take responsibility for the wrongdoings in the past. We are gathered in the painful truth that we should have needed together and that we as institutions and the responsible political bodies have taken too much time to take that responsibility.
The skulls came to Germany in colonial times, but until recently, the descendants did not know they were there.
When I first heard about it, I was really shocked because I just couldn't wrap my head around the fact that people were brought there. When we got there, I was also surprised at how apologetic most of the people were, because this was like over 100 years ago.
Ripka Kintaro is a representative of the Puluana Council in Palau who attended the ceremony. Four of her ancestors were taken.
When I actually stood up and did the whole chant, I got so emotional. I didn't even realize it, and I was shocked at myself too. I hope that at least they are now at peace and that we could bring them back home.
She says there was no knowledge in her community about what had happened about 100 years ago.
And so there was never any, no idea whatsoever, or even like a hint that such things could have happened or did happen, nothing.
A couple of years ago, Palauan McMichael Mutok Jr. went to Germany on a fellowship to learn what was in the boxes. Not much was known about the skulls, where they exactly came from, or how exactly they got to Europe. But he's since learned more.
It's of our ancestor remains has a number that's written on the skulls that actually associated with the index cards. And the index cards mentioned about Palau. So they were, you would say, a journal entry written by Dr. Paul Hambrook, who visited Palau in 1908. And he's one of the explorer who joined with Dr. Augustin Kramer on the South Seas expedition. And on his journals, he actually mentioned about collecting human remains in Palau.
And they were obviously stolen remains.
Yeah, it was written exactly on his journals that he went there secretly just to excavate the remains.
The skulls were later used in race research, an outdated and now condemned practice. Mr. Mutok says it's Palau's first repatriation of human remains from colonial times. He's since been contacted by some other German museums and an institution in the United States who also have remains from Palau. Professor of Cultural Anthropology at the University of Göttingen, Regina Bendix, says there's a big push in Germany to deal with its colonial past.
there's a really big sea change in being able to talk with concerned communities, being able to exchange information, trying to work together to make it possible to restitute if the interest is there.
This was the university's third repatriation to the Pacific. Earlier, they held ceremonies for Hawaiian as well as Maori and Moriroi remains. While scientists know that the remains are from Palau, they will for the first time use DNA technology to see if they can find any direct living descendants.
Measuring skulls is, of course, this horrible historical, you know, the phrenology, the effort to come to race science in the 19th century. But the DNA is, of course, an opportunity.
The remains will go on a journey across the world to their home soon. Ripka Quintaro says they will be welcomed by their communities.
To have them back and giving them a proper burial is very important to us. It's all woven into everything that identifies us as people of Puloana and then Palau.
They are expected to arrive next month, and the Palau government plans to erect a memorial at their burial site.
And that's Dubravka Volodya. Now, if communities are worried that their ancestors are in overseas institutions, they are encouraged to get in touch with German authorities. We will leave details once the report has been posted online.